There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Sing together, all of us, include Jennifer Horn, who's here, Rich McFadden, who's here, Ken Kessler is here. We could do me, 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 me,
you,
us, 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 us.
Roberta says she's here. How come we don't have Roberta? What's the story, Roberta?
Yeah, Roberta.
Roberta.
Here.
Roberta. Oh, she, don't you love her subtleness?
No.
Roberta Fascinelli. Has come back to Earth.
I'm here.
She went to Mars and back.
Hey, Roberta, somewhere there in front of you is a thing called a microphone. See if you can find it.
I'm here.
There she is.
There we go. Very nicely done. All right, so let's see. This is August 5th. It's Wednesday.
Oh, my gosh. It's August already.
There it
do
is.
We do this every day?
August.
I
don't
know.
Do we have to do this every day?
Richie's convinced me.
August 5th already.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah.
It seems just like yesterday. It was August 4th.
It was.
It
and tomorrow it'll be August the 6th.
Doesn't it ever blow your mind, Rich? Don't you ever just go, whoa.
Every single day he's
every day I'm reminded.
Because it bothers Richie that he's finding the same thing happening to him as happening to the rest of us.
No.
Time's going quickly. When you want to spend time, when you love spending time with your children,
with your
family.
Before you know it, Rich. I mean,
love
your
work.
Up and out of the house.
Poof, happy. Gone.
Yeah, I know.
That's I'm weird. Dirt.
I can't believe they're not already driving.
I'm worm food. Seems like tomorrow I'll be worm food.
No,
make sure I'm taken
worms.
Care of, though. Before you go, Richie, will you please?
I'll take care of you. Don't worry.
Mark Twain is responsible for our thought of the day today. Quote, anger is an acid that can do more harm to the vessel in which it is stored than to anything on which it is poured. Wow.
Wow.
Anger is an acid that can do more harm to the vessel in which it is stored than to anything on which it is poured. Which translated means if you are angry, get angry, hold anger. It does much more damage to you than it does to whomever it is that's on the receiving end of that anger. Let's hold on to that thought and work it well. So there are people who are concerned about those who will show up in the debate tonight. Richie, can we do something about the
echo?
Yes. That would be Roberta.
That is Roberta.
Again,
right.
Why is it always me?
Because you.
That's what I said.
Yeah, but you don't, for somebody who's been in radio as long as you have been, you are.
You noticed for the last week that echo's been gone, right?
Yes, Doug? No problem. Yeah.
What's it? It's this blasted equipment you send me.
Well, let's see. Kenny's using the same equipment. Jennifer's using the same equipment. And I don't hear. Wait a minute. Do I hear an echo from? No. All right. Too much inside stuff. At any rate, the debate. And who's in it, who's here, who's not here, who's there, who's not there. I went through a list, and I'll go through the list again, I think, because I would like to, just from the point of view of why I like the people that I like, why I don't care about some of the others, I would like to see in the debate Donald Trump, Jeb Bush, Scott Walker, Rand Paul, John Kasich, and Carly Fiorina. Those are the only people I'm interested in listening to. The rest of them are a complete waste of time, in my opinion.
Not Rick Perry.
Rick Perry is the most of all.
No.
Well, not maybe the most.
The guy who was able to go to California and steal all their business because of the taxes. That,
Rick Perry rocks. And
that
you know what?
I want to hear just that aspect. Is that,
Ken and I were talking about this earlier. He is the only one who's actually really meaningfully calling out Donald Trump. So I'm sad that he will not be on the same stage with Donald
Perry.
I think that would have been a fun interaction, even though I
he
like both
crash
Donald
it.
Perry.
Yeah.
You know, another thing we were talking about
at 9.
with my news director yesterday that we were talking about is Donald Trump is going to have a real problem if he has to debate Hillary Clinton not looking like a male bully.
Showing his pig.
Oh, yes. He would look like a bully. But yeah. That's why he needs Carly Fiorina. This is what would be...
As the vice president candidate.
Yeah, or you know who would I would like actually even more for Donald Trump? Condi Rice. Because she actually has some political experience. I think a problem ticket would be Trump and Fiorina because neither one of them have done political office before.
They'll have plenty of people, the opportunity to get plenty of people around them to do
but
that sort of thing.
But you need a woman to debate Hillary Clinton.
Yes, you
any
do.
Man will look like an idiot up against Hillary Clinton because he will play the victim card.
Donald Trump will look like an idiot.
Any man will look like an idiot. Anybody will be like, you're hurting her feelings.
You're picking on her.
You're picking on her.
Listen to this.
Well, if he stands there and calls her a dummy all the time.
Yeah. Has he called her a dummy at all?
No.
No, but that's his word of choice.
It's coming, though.
Yeah.
Or a loser. He might call her a loser.
Right, yeah.
That's true. Okay.
Loser. All right, so if that were the case, one wonders, as I put the next foot forward, about the FBI investigation into the security of Mrs. Clinton's email server. So it's very interesting to see the Justice Department of this administration going after its former Secretary of State.
It is. And when has there been a candidate that runs when they're under this type of investigation?
So what is the message? If all Obama would have to do is pick up the phone and call over to the Justice Department and say, hey, lose this for now.
Well, it makes you wonder, if Biden runs, does he do this to help out Joe?
Well, but there are other people who think that Joe Biden ought not run because it will affect his legacy. And I don't know what that means, but I saw that in a headline yesterday, and I sort of quickly...
Legacies are stupid. I mean, really? Well, you're dead. What do you know what your legacy is going
to be? It's all about ego. That's what gets people to do these things in the first place, or at least it used to be. Now it's money. But the ego that goes along with it, I guess actually you could look at it and say both, if you look at the Clintons, it's both ego and money.
I would rather be alive and having fun
than
dead with a shiny legacy.
Hmm. Well, Hillary better do something. Because she, did you see the poll yesterday where she's losing ground? The Wall Street Journal NBC poll where she's losing ground with white women.
Hmm. But people keep saying this, and the only way
that
helps her,
it's White Wedding, right?
Yeah.
It's Billy Idol, White Wedding. But the first
who else is going to win, Rich? I mean, like, if it's not Hillary, then who else is it? I think these people are stupid.
Bernie Sanders.
Bernie Sanders is an interesting candidate. Very interesting guy.
He's like Trump. He winds it up. But Hillary's got to be thinking,
hey, where are the white women at?
You know?
Okay. 14 past the hour. Me, here. I'm over here.
You are sort of a white woman.
You are very much a white woman.
Much so.
You're the whitest woman I've ever met.
I think you're the whitest woman here on staff.
Pretty much, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Huh. Oh, I'll take that under advisement. Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn here on the Good Day program with Ken and Richie. Did you know that healthy blood flow is the key to living a better life? Seriously. Ladies and gentlemen, healthy blood flow is what it's all about. Improved blood pressure, healthier circulation, enhanced functions of all of the organs in your body, your brain, your muscles, all your interior organs need to have the ultimate complement in blood. And that's one of the reasons, perhaps the premier reason, for you to pick up the phone and call 800-655-4183 and order Super Beats. Because Super Beats increases the blood flow by introducing nitric oxide, the main component, as has been discovered in research that has been not only lauded here in our country, but around the world. The thing that's super about beets is that when they're concentrated, the amount of nitric oxide that is opened up, the doors are open because your arteries are expanded. The blood can flow into the areas that it needs to go to. And that's why you get a shot of almost like adrenaline when you take super beets. A couple of ideas here, if I may share them with you. One of them is when you call 800-655-4183 or you go to DougLikesPeets.com. But you can't talk to somebody there. You can talk to someone when you call 800-655-4183. Tell them that you want to experience the Superbeat, the feeling of Superbeats, and they'll explain to you how not only Superbeats is terrific when it comes to the nitric oxide content, but these Neo 40 daily tabs, if when you use Superbeats, it takes a while for it to sort of kick in. With the Neo 40 chewable tablet, it's instant, into your stomach, into your system. And by the way, you take Neo 40 on an empty stomach, and it works 5 minutes. You won't believe how you feel.
Yeah.
And it's all natural. There's a new black cherry flavor for Superbeats. The two of them are an unbeatable combination. So call now, 800-655-4183. What happens is you order the Neo 40 tabs, and you get a free one-month supply of Super Beats, and you get all the stuff that goes with it. There's a book called Beat the Odds. Free shipping comes with the entire order. You will absolutely love the results you feel with your first canister of Super Beats and the usage of the Neo 40 capsules. Guaranteed or your money back. Again, call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeats.com. That's 800-655-4183 or DougLikesBeats.com.
Hey, where are the white women at?
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I need to get my kids ready for back to school.
Well, Staples has everything they need at low prices, like comp books for just 50 cents, so they'll be 110% ready.
Wait, that's 10% more ready than totally ready.
Yep.
That extra 10% evens it all out.
Sorry?
Well, I'm usually 10 minutes late getting them to school, so.
That doesn't even it out.
Yeah, sure it does.
Make low prices happen. Make 110% ready happen. Staples. Make more happen. Right now, Lexar S50 16-gigabyte flash drives are just $6.99.
Offer valid while supplies last. Limit 5 per customer. Ends 8/8/15.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and home loss number 3030.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard hard cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different. Crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet. Just like me. Angry Orchard hard cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
Bic knows the importance of handwriting and is on a mission to save it. The act of handwriting can improve a child's self-confidence, spark their creativity, and make them a better reader. Join Bic's mission to save handwriting so that all children can reach their potential. Together, let's see how awesome writing can be, how awesome you can be. Learn how you can get involved and take Bic's pledge to save handwriting at BicFightForYourWrite.com. That's BicFightForYourWrite, WRITE.com.
Other restrictions apply. See site for program and Visa prepaid card details. All personal loans are made by WebBank, a Utah Chartered Industrial Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Hey guys, it's Andy Dean here. As a radio host turned entrepreneur, I've seen firsthand how cash really is king. So instead of getting high interest rate credit cards, I turned to Prosper.com. Prosper's online marketplace connects people who need money with those who want to invest. Invest in you. You can use Prosper to borrow up to $35,000 in as few as 5 days. With Prosper.com, you can borrow money for just about anything you want. You can pay off high rate credit cards, fix up the house, even plan a vacation. Anything you want, it's your money. Prosper.com is a better way to get the cash you need at a low interest rate. To check your low rate instantly, without affecting your good credit, go to Prosper.com/rate. And now for a limited time, listeners to this station get a $50 Visa gift card with their low interest rate loan. So for up to $35,000 in your account in as few as 5 days and a $50 Visa gift card, go to Prosper.com/rate. That's Prosper.com/rate.
Doug Steffens, Good Day Program. Hail, hail, the gang's all here. If today's your birthday, happy birthday. 21 after the hour.
what are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Block It Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockItPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockItPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockItPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Every day.
Who doesn't recognize this song? Baby, I love your way.
I love your way too, Dougie.
I love your way, Jen. So this is a group that had one number one song, and this is it. What's the name of the group? 8885. Whoops, wait a minute, wrong number. 888. I have two different numbers that I use, and sometimes I interchange them. 888-302-3684. You'll win a gift pack, sample pack, of Cedarside Original 100% Organic Bug Spray. It's a must-have for you and your home, your pets, the whole deal. So we'll give you a sample pack of that when you figure out who it is that's doing this. Crank it up, Richie! Ooh, baby, I love you.
Now, the interesting thing about this, Doug.
What's that, Richie?
I'm just looking it up, and Ken probably already knows this. The original version of this?
Yeah.
Only peaked at number 12.
Really?
Never cracked the top 10.
Uh-huh.
Yet these guys were able to take it to number 1 by just going a little reggae with it.
Baby, I Love Your Way. This is a San Diego band. Made it to the top of the charts during this week in 1994. So if you know who it is, 888-302-3684. Interesting items up there already. The band was formed in 1986 as the Rainbow Warriors. Later changed their name to Shiloh. Lead singer Kino, formerly a mariachi musician and of Mexican-Irish heritage. Isn't that an interesting combination? Joined the group in 1988. In 89, they put out their first album, California Reggae. I don't remember that was the name of the album, but it's all right. I don't remember all this stuff. They changed their name again in 1991 to the name that we're looking for right now at 888-302-3684. The 10 years of touring brought about a strain, and so they decided to take a break. During their break, Kino started teaching English at Olympian High School. During his tenure there, he received the highest test scores on their Casey exams. California, what is that? Casey is California, what does that stand
I've
for?
I've never even heard of that before.
Yeah. Anyway, the group best known for their one and only top song. This is a reggae cover of Peter Frampton's song, Baby. I Love Your Way. All right. Want a little more lick of this, Richie?
Clouds are stalking
UB40 is a good guess. It sounds a little like UB40, but not.
That guess actually makes more sense than the band it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Here's Anna in Heller, Virginia. Hi, Anna. Or Keller.
Hi.
It's Keller, Virginia.
Keller.
Okay. Yeah. Hi. How are you doing?
Good.
Good. Who is this?
Anna Elizabeth Phillips.
Who? Wait, is that your name?
Yes.
Yeah.
No, Anna, I know it's you.
You are so
I don't know who's singing.
I want to hug you and love you. I love you.
Who is singing the song?
Peter Frampton,
another pretty good guess, but doesn't quite cut it. But
Peter
thank
Frampton.
You anyway.
He did it originally.
Yeah,
yes.
Right. We did. We said that it was him that did it originally. This is a reggae version. Here's Don in Tucson. Hi, Don. Welcome.
Good morning.
Morning to you, sir. How are you doing?
I believe that it's Big Mountain.
It is Big Mountain. Are you a former radio guy or still a radio guy?
I'm just old enough to remember these songs.
Really? All right. Well, that's not that old. 1994 was when it was number one. So we're going to send you a sample pack of Cedarside Original 100% Organic Bug Spray. How are the bugs in Tucson these days?
It's too hot.
Too hot. The bugs can't make it. Right?
The bugs can't make it.
Be
well,
happy.
Also fights against scorpions.
Yeah, right. Be happy you're not in the Middle East where the temperature is 140 during the day instead of what it is, about 104 yesterday in your neck of the woods. Hold on a second, Don. Thank you. 28 after on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Fear of noises. You know, we live in a high decibel society, one where the average street sounds are amplified 100 times by the hullabaloo of traffic, rock music, portable radios, people yelling, and dozens of other noises. To a dog or cat's keen sense of hearing, everything seems even louder and more strident. A pet who is scared at the age of 3 months by the sound of a car backfiring may always shy away from cars if nothing is done to make them feel that cars are okay, especially if he never gets a chance to spend much time around them. It's not just cars, of course. The number of unusual noises a pet may hear and fear in his life are considerable. Thunderstorms, firecrackers, Harley Davidsons can all trigger. Cap guns, sirens, this can all make your dog react. So here's what I recommend that you do. Now, thank good for the technology of the internet, you can download all the different sounds that your puppy or kitten will be exposed to, play them at a gradual volume, very low, and over a period of time, increase it gradually till your dog or cat doesn't react, and you'll all be fine. I'm Warren Eckstein.
This is Doug Steffen. Get the jump on fleas before they get the jump on you. Cedarside.com's products are made with 100% natural cedar oil and are safe for children, pets, and adults. Cedarside's original organic bug spray repels and kills mosquitoes, fleas, ticks, flies, ear mites, mange, and more. Order some today. Go to Cedarside.com and use coupon code Doug to get free shipping. Or call 800-842-1464. Mention Doug Steffen, Cedarside, for people, pets, and premises.
Oh, Seth, how was your visit with the dentist?
Kind of science.
Shall we book another appointment then?
I
wonderful. I'll sign you up for a root canal rewards. 10th one's free.
10th one?
You're drooling on my papers.
That's lovely.
How about a rewards program you'll actually use every day? Introducing Plenty. Earn points at lots of places, including AT&T, Exxon, Macy's, Mobil, Nationwide, and Rite Aid. There's plenty together. Learn more at plentywithani.com. Terms and
not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We
the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
We the people grow cotton.
When we have winners of contests, we have their names, and I can congratulate them on the air again.
Right.
So whoever wins our various contests, if we say congratulations to whoever it is, I think they feel better about themselves to hear their names.
That was Hannah Elizabeth. Was her last name White?
Phillips, wasn't it?
Phillips. Hannah Elizabeth Phillips.
And she was in...
Virginia.
Okay. Congratulations.
Yay.
Hey, that was a long time getting there. 33 after the hour. Looks like 27 before the new hour. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jennifer Horn and Roberta Fasanelli, plus the talents of Rich McFadden and Kenny Kessler examining what's going on in the news. Dr. Ron Hoffman will join us in 5 or 6 minutes with a focus on vaccines and also the Legionnaires outbreak, if that's what we want to call it. I don't know that I want to call it that because I'm not convinced that's what it is. But let's get the story behind the story. Here's a thought for you from Tom Wilson. You can complain because roses have thorns, or you can be grateful that thorn bushes have roses. How about
that? I'm grateful that thorn bushes have
twisting.
Roses.
I like that. Isn't that good? The thorn bush that has roses. The old rose between two thorns, which would be me between Roberta and Jennifer. For those of you who are...
You wish. What do you mean? We have the pretty roses around you,
what do you mean?
Dougie.
What is that? Is that what it is? Okay. The wildfires in California continue a problem. The worry that people, and they're using this term, worry, about the Boeing 777 wing that they found in the Indian Ocean or wherever it was. Is it from the Malaysian airline plane? The answer could come this week or next or never. Experts are examining the wing And they'll be able to look at it. Actually, they'll be able to look at it and tell whether it be, because Boeing has records, obviously, of all the parts.
Don't the parts have, like, you know, VIN numbers or something like that on them?
Yes, they do. Yeah, right.
Good for
you, Roberta. Yes.
Yeah.
All right. The focus on sportsmen. I don't think I want to use that terminology.
Never mind.
I know you do. Theo Bronkhorst. One of the two Zimbabweans who were paid $50,000 to help Walter Palmer kill Cecil the Lion was in court today on poaching charges. The hearing was short. Trial postponed until September to give the defense more time to prepare. Meanwhile, the fallout in our country over this death is unbelievable. Somebody broke into his winter home in Florida and vandalized it.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah. Littering the property with pig's feet and animal crackers and spray painting Lion Killer on the garage door. Now, having said that, there are things that go with this, in my mind anyway, that are appropriate to be critical of and to be concerned about. Whether the Zimbabweans don't understand why we're upset about this, whether you don't understand about all the animal rights groups getting worked up about this, whatever it is, whether you have a problem with the attention or you have a problem with the act, there is still a great deal of information and knowledge and discussion that's coming as a result of this event. I think us becoming more aware, whether it makes a difference to you or not, it makes a difference to me. I find it abhorrent that animals are killed and wasted. If, in fact, you're going to kill an animal for some useful purpose, and I don't believe headhunting, killing the animal to take its tusk or to cut its head off and hang it on a wall somewhere, I don't believe there's any value in that. There certainly isn't for me. I find it atrocious. I find it arrogant also that people continue to look at this as if we were the king of the heap, in the sense that we're above and we lord it over all animals, two-legged, four-legged, whatever. Humans are the top of the species. I've been listening to this garbage on the air from a lot of people who are very successful radio hosts for a long time, and I do not agree at all with it. I think one of the things, and this is maybe I sound arrogant because I think I'm in touch with what the universe is all about, and these animals have a place here. And you can say, well, what's the value of a tick, or what's the value of a fly, or what's the value of a wasp, or what's the value of an alligator, or what's the whatever. You can challenge any or all of these things, and you also can correctly assert that if they are given the chance, they would kill you and eat you. Mm-hmm. That also is true. But in the I don't know, fairness, we were talking yesterday about the old fairness doctrine. The fairness doctrine here is that they don't have an equal chance. Now, if they're bigger and stronger than you, you don't have an equal chance either. But I cannot come to grips with pictures of Cecil or this guy Thomas Freeman. There are pictures of him standing next to a rhinoceros that he just killed. And it when I saw it, I mean, this happens for elephants, leopards, bears, any kind of species that's unique. I believe it is a blatant disregard for what the universe is really all about. These animals have a place here, and it isn't to be killed by some egotistical, arrogant a-hole who wants to hang this up as a trophy to add, to make people think he's bigger than he or she may be. I don't know whether there are women out there, but whether they do this or not. I'm extremely displeased by it, and that's the way I am. You may want to take exception to it and say it's fine, if it's fine with you.
Apologize for yourself.
I'm not apologizing. Thank you, Jennifer, for saying. Okay, so here's one
I'd
more.
I say that Jen and I probably think that we are the top of the crop, even though we should live in harmony with all animals on the planet.
All right.
Respect life.
Can I read you a quick post that I thought was very interesting?
Yeah, yeah. But I also wanted to acknowledge was that the toy maker Tie Inc. has already created a Cecil the Lion Beanie Baby.
Oh, for crying out loud.
And this will be, I guarantee you, this is the number one thing for Christmas. Guarantee
no
you.
No way. You yes. want to take that bet? All right, how much yeah. do you want to put on it? I right. guarantee yeah. you there'll be a better
they
toy
better
than a Beanie Baby.
They be donating all of the profits to some good
they are.
Cause.
They are. That's exactly
they
what they're doing.
Okay.
Yeah, that's
they're
what
young.
They're doing. Yeah.
yeah.
All right. Lame. So anyway, they wanted to acknowledge that. All right, Richie, what do you got?
A guy who lives across the street from me was like out of his mind, wanted to hunt this guy down and mount his head over yeah. his fireplace.
Right, okay, so he's. I'm and speaking is, to him a minute ago.
Right, and this is what he posted the other day. I apologize for my lion outrage this week. I got caught up in the public shaming of another human being whose life is now completely changed. I forgive the dentist and thank him for raising awareness
yeah.
of an issue that generally gets scant
yeah.
media
yeah.
coverage.
Well, that's basically my point.
Goes on all
I
the
hope
time.
He gets
yep.
to rebuild his yeah. life and dental practice. Perhaps he should be required to go to Zimbabwe once a year and provide
fixed
free
teeth.
Dental services to the people
that's
in
never
the,
looked at the teeth of the people that live in
right.
Zimbabwe.
The internet mob can be an ugly
well,
crowd,
but that's, but
and
it's
hopefully
around
he and the rest
thought.
Of his. Can alone put this to good use.
Yeah. But it's fine.
Yep.
We're thinking about it, and it's good. Healthy. Good stuff. All right, speaking of health, in a moment we're going to talk to Dr. Ron Hoffman about vaccinations, which are important in helping to maintain health and wellness across a lifetime. Vaccines recommended for people of all ages. Brian Osich has more on why back-to-school season is a good time to talk to your doctor about your child's health and well-being.
Today, vaccines can help protect against 14 diseases before age 2, but many parents may not know there are vaccines that are recommended for their older children. Registered nurse and CEO of HealthyWomen.org, Beth Badalino.
The school year can be hectic, so parents are encouraged to use the summer break to make appointments with their child's healthcare professional to discuss vaccines and dosing schedules that are recommended for their preteens and teens.
The CDC recommends up to 9 vaccines for older children and adults.
As children get older, they often see a healthcare professional when they are sick or need a sports physical. This is a great opportunity for parents to ask about vaccines. As children become preteens and teens, they can be at risk for other diseases for which vaccines are available. The Lifetime of Vaccines program reminds parents to talk to their healthcare professional about vaccinations and other ways to help keep their family healthy.
For more information, go to lifetimeofvaccines.com. That's Newsbreak from Merck.
The founder of Lumber Liquidators has returned and is taking us back to basics so you can get the best selection of quality hardwood at the best price. This week, get clearance deals on pre-finished hardwood starting at $129. Hand-scraped tobacco road acacia for much less than what you pay elsewhere. More from 59 cents and 18 months financing.
Hi, I'm Tom Sullivan. I started Lumber Liquidators over 20 years ago with the basic idea, cutting out the middlemen, just good wood at a good price.
Sales going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed all 50 states and home loss number 3030.
This report is brought to you by the Beer Institute in Washington, D.C. The U.S. beer industry is an economic powerhouse. That's according to a new study, Beer Serves America, released in Washington. Beer Institute President and CEO Jim McGreevy explains.
The Beer Serves America study says it all. Brewers, importers, distributors, and retailers have an economic impact that is both broad and deep. Our industry generates nearly $253 billion in economic activity, produces $48.5 billion in tax revenue, and supports 1.75 million jobs in America. And that's where beer truly serves America. From farmers to factory workers, from truck drivers to tavern owners, beer helps put a wide variety of Americans to work every day. Beer is more than our nation's favorite adult drink. It's a powerhouse in job creation, commercial activity, and tax revenue.
The study, available at beerservesamerica.org, is jointly released by the Beer Institute and the National Beer Wholesalers Association. It shows how beer brewers and importers, from the smallest to the largest, all contribute to our nation's economy in ways that many may not be aware.
I'll drink to that. 45 past the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. We have Dr. Ronald Hoffman here with us. His website and his Intelligent Medicine newsletter is a must for people who have brains and are interested in their health and well-being. Dr. Hoffman, two Fs, drhoffman.com. Okay, so let me have you speak about vaccines. We heard about why, from one point of view, vaccines are necessary and important to your children's health. There are a lot of people who agree with that statement, a lot of people who don't, and you're one of them. So go ahead.
Well, you know,
where do I start?
You're putting me on the spot here again, Doug, because on the one hand, I don't want to come out as an anti-vaxxer, you know, someone who's unequivocally opposed to vaccines. Vaccines
that would be
represent,
Doug.
Yeah, that, well, okay, but you know,
well,
I don't
know, that's fair.
Vaccines represent a major element of medical progress in terms of vanquishing many diseases that used to, you know, kill us off. So no question, vaccines are very much an improvement over previous centuries. However, we cannot close the door on the debate about the potential hazards of A, too many vaccines, the mercury, which is used as a preservative in vaccines, the timing of vaccines, and whether or not we need so many vaccines for conditions that are relatively uncommon. Yes, they can, in rare circumstances, kill or, you know, create a high risk for disease. But, you know, what are we doing to our immune systems when we have kids getting sequences of vaccines for a dozen or more diseases, all in quick succession? Some kids, the vast majority of kids, do fine, but some kids may be affected. That's why we have a compensation system that has been taken over by the government to shield vaccine companies from liability. The government has paid out nearly $3 billion in compensation to the parents of kids who were injured by vaccines in the past few years. So recently there was
most people don't know that.
No, there was
tax dollars to the tune of $3 billion to pay off or protect the investment in these drug companies of these. It would be the same sort of thing as protecting the makers of Prozac, which is used way too often, way too much in school. So you have that as well. All right, excuse me. Go ahead.
So, and recently there was a case of a whistleblower. He was a Dr. Thompson, who around 2004, he was involved in some research which showed that there was indeed a somewhat higher risk of autism in African-American males, male kids, boys, who received the MMR vaccine. And what the researchers did, and he finally, his conscience was bothering him, and he testified before Congress last week, that they gathered around a black garbage bag, plastic garbage bag, and discarded parts of the research that incriminated the vaccines, because they just couldn't go public with it. It was so explosive. They wanted to be patriotic to the theme that vaccines are wholesome, healthy, and beneficial for all, and they discarded evidence that suggested that there were potential problems. I'm not saying, again, that kids shouldn't get vaccinated, but we need to keep investigating this.
Would you vaccinate your kids?
That's a very good question, because you know, I personally don't have kids. I don't have my own children, but my stepson is about to have a kid, and we're really going around the block about which vaccines and which sequence, you know, and how to avoid exposure to mercury. And I think we're going to be selective about it. We may not do all of that. We may not do the whole routine.
It's the mercury that's used as a preservative, and the disingenuousness of the CVSs and Walgreens and Rite Aids of the world who give these shots out, and they give you two choices, the one that's $20, the one that's $40, and they don't tell you why the one at $40 isn't going to affect you, but the one that's 20 has mercury in it and will affect them down the road.
I have two kids, and I ask my doctors about this all the time, and they say they haven't used the mercury-filled ones in years. They're not even available anymore.
They are available, but they are smart's not using them.
They are. And, you know, I think that they still do this as a matter of economy. And, in fact, you know, the government has said, let's continue using this, because if the vaccines are too expensive, then less people will get vaccinated. So it's, you know, they think it's a cost-benefit issue, but unfortunately...
We pay out $3 billion. When somebody sues the company, they protect them, and we pay the toll.
So you should just ask your doctor, when you take your kids in, whether theirs has mercury in
them. That's all you have to do.
And like mine said, no, we haven't used them in years.
Okay, good. That solves the problem, but most of them don't. That's the problem, Richie. All right, let's spend a minute on Legionnaire's disease, Ron.
Yep.
This so-called outbreak, seven or eight people have died. The air conditioning units in New York are the problem. What's the problem?
Yeah, you know, I don't even know if this is, you know, I've noticed, I've had a couple of patients get very, very sick, hospitalized in a coma, you know, with severe respiratory problems. Mm-hmm. And I wonder if it's part of this Legionnaires outbreak. Although, I wonder if there may be another thing going around. I really think they need to do further investigation.
You don't think it's Legionnaires disease? You think
well,
it's
you know, there was this thing, MERS, that was circulating around yeah. in Asia, and I thought that we had a couple of those cases on our hands, and one of the cases, they actually had CDC investigators on the scene to figure out what was going on. A young man nearly died.
Yeah. All right, food for thought. Sign up for Ron's newsletter, the Intelligent Medicine newsletter, at drhoffman.com.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. But once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
His dog, in a manner of speaking, Warren Eckstein loves his dogs. I've loved my dog. I came to a conclusion, actually, Warren, that I will share with you in a moment about me having another dog. And then there's the whole business with Cecil the Lion that we want to discuss from the point of view of practicality, plus smoothies for dogs. All coming up. I suppose you're going to have a smoothie for a cat, too. Warren Eckstein, who's the host of the Pet Show, heard all around the country every weekend. You can hear him here every day with his anecdotal information about how to be better at a job that is important to most of us, being a pet parent. That's all coming up here on Good Day.
Musicians. For 51 years, Guitar Center has been known for the greatest selection and biggest savings on the gear you need to make music. This anniversary is no different. With huge once-a-year deals store-wide, get deals like an Epiphone Les Paul, just $129, or select clip-on guitar tuners, buy one, get one free. Plus, make 24 equal monthly payments with no interest on purchases of $699 or more with your Guitar Center gear card. Guitar Center's anniversary celebration is this weekend. Don't miss it. See card member agreement. Promotional financing terms at guitarcenter.com for financing details.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard hard cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard. When you're looking for something a little different, crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet. Just like me. Angry Orchard hard cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
Warren Eckstein, the pet person, is here. So, Cecil Line, you've been posting various things. We've posted them in the Better Living Box at DougStefan.com about the airlines banning game trophies. This is something that's not only national but international now. So what other fallout is there from this? I was talking about the where we are on the totem pole of humanity, Warren, but you probably have a unique take on this.
Well, you know, I can never understand the concept of killing an animal for sport. It just never made sense to me. I mean, I'm not a hunter, never will be, but I can understand someone if they hunt for food and something they need to survive. But just killing an animal for no apparent reason other than to hang a head on the wall is absolutely ludicrous. I remember having an argument. You know who Ted Nugent is, the King of the Rock?
Sure, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Big concept. I remember being on the radio with him a year or so ago, and we were arguing about hunting, and he said to me, Warren, you know, if we didn't kill the deer in upstate New York, they would die of starvation. And my response was, Ted, then how come I've never seen a skinny deer come back on anybody's car? And he couldn't answer me at that point. So basically, these people that are spending thousands, and it's more Americans than any other country to go over to Africa to kill these animals that are endangered, is absolutely ludicrous. And I think there should be a laws against it. And I'm glad to see that planes like Delta, and I also believe a British Airway, are now refusing to bring
American, United, Air Canada, Warren, on that list.
Wouldn't you say that a lot of this is sparked because Zimbabwe knows that there's money there, and they have a tourism built, a whole tourism model built on this hunting?
Yeah, you're absolutely right, and I agree with you 100%. It's great for tourism, great for Zimbabwe, not great for the lions that are being killed, though. And what possesses someone to come from Minnesota, fly halfway around the world to kill a beautiful animal?
Ego.
That $50,000 should have been donated to Zimbabwe to feed the people rather than kill a lion.
That's right.
All right. The focus on dogs and what they eat and what you pay for food, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Not only food, but it's more expensive to own a dog now than ever. The service charges when you go to a veterinarian, good Lord, very expensive. And maybe it's because our friends, the dogs, are being considered more like members of the family. And when it comes to things like dining and staying in a hotel and that sort of thing, we'll pay more. I know I did when I was traveling to Charlotte. I'd pay more to have her, if I had to acknowledge that she was in the room with me, I'd pay as much as $150.
You know, I just posted on my Facebook this morning and why we have that relationship. You know, when I come home from a day's work, the first thing my dog does is do the happy dance when I walk in the house.
Yeah.
So in other words, and the reason for that is the oxytocin levels of both the dog and the person are elevated when they greet each other.
Oh.
And that licking the dog, if you go back to wolves in the wild, wolves would lick each other for, you know, when they greet each other. So when I come home, my dog is licking me and people saying, no, no, no. And I'm just saying, thank you. Thank you. I'm so glad that someone's glad to see me walk in the house.
Yeah.
And so the bottom line is that relationship, I don't think it's going to hinder people from spending the money they need to spend to help their pets. I think it's going to be more difficult, but there are organizations out there that can help people that have difficulties.
And that's really the reason I've decided in my own life I probably will not ever have another dog, because the special feeling that I had for Charlotte, which brought me around to doing a lot of these things we're talking about, I can't imagine having it with another dog. Warren, next time.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. Treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.